And now we're talking with the head coach of the Crookston Pirate Boys golf team, Coach Steve Kofed. And Coach, you got another round in today, and you golfed up in Thief River Falls. You finished sixth place out of the 10 teams that competed, and you had some decent scores and a pretty good team score as well.
Yeah, we did. This was by far our best round of the year as a team, and for a number of kids, this was their best round outside of Minocqua. So it was a good day for us.
And I suppose just being able to get outside a little more, maybe golfing outside, practicing, doing all that, you're seeing a lot of scores, lower scores as you go along here, and that's no coincidence.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. I mean, the fact that we had a pretty good week of weather, had the opportunity to get out and practice a little bit, the kids being able to play until 9 o'clock, I mean, all those things are factoring in, especially if you're kind of going off of what we had the first week of the season where we didn't have Minocqua open. It was still cold and wet. The driving range wasn't used. Then it was ship those guys off to Brainerd and go play 4 days in a row. That's not really fair to say this is going to be the scores that we're shooting all year, and we're progressively getting better. And even if our scores aren't seeing fast improvement, in the big picture of it, we're seeing improvement. So we're not that far away even from what we had today, being another couple strokes better here or there just on a shot or decision, or one or two holes is really what caused our score to be a little bit higher than what we were shooting for or could have been. In comparison to the beginning of the year where it seemed like it was, you know, half the holes, we felt like we were making some kind of mistake.
Before we talk about your individuals, the Roseau team, they had quite the group of scores there and some outstanding scores.
Yeah, and anytime a team scorer can get themselves down around par, it's fun to happen. I mean, we had that a handful of years ago where we felt like we had a couple guys that could go out and break par, shoot around par, and give ourselves the opportunity to be in that 290, 300, 280 score. So for them to go out and shoot 286, playing on a par 71, Thief River Golf Course has kind of some construction going on hole 18, which is one of their hardest holes, and that we ended up playing that as a par 3 that was 75, 80 yards. So it probably made it a stroke and a half easier. But you still had to go out and hit them and make the shots and add them up, and for them to be able to have a 67 out of the medalist Max Wilson, and for them to follow up 72, 73, 74 maybe is what the other scores were for their team. That's impressive. And they were kind of flexing their muscle, at least in the north half, saying we are the defending section champs. And I gave them a little grief and said hopefully they got all their good strokes out of the way here so everybody else can have a little chance tomorrow in Roseau, because they're usually really hard to beat on their home course.
Well, that's for sure. Your team, you had four golfers that were 87 or lower, and Garrett Fisher led the way with an 81, and three of them were freshmen. So your youngsters continue to improve.
Yeah, we've been kind of in this 350 number has kind of been what we've been talking about multiple times. I mean, that we can do that a lot of different ways. I mean, Garrett definitely has the ability to be able to come out and shoot something around 80 or break 80. And if that happens, we're at a completely different level. When he went out and shot 81 today, that now got us down to 340 instead. But even at 350 number that we were talking about, it was a matter of high school golf is about what the four score is. And for us, we needed to try to start getting, you know, multiple guys to break 90. And we've seen like the last week and a half, you know, as we're playing through, you know, we got five guys. Usually one of them was off a little bit and had a tough start and wasn't really able to rally. But we've had five guys that have been right around that bogey golf all the way through in one form or another. We've had 90s, 91s, 92s pretty much every single tournament. And today was no different. We had a lot of guys that were right there, some that all of a sudden made a birdie on their 16th hole and got a little better. Gavin ended up shooting 86 today. That was his career low. Best part was he ended up finishing with basically two, the way you're supposed to play the final two holes, fairway, green, two putt, now in hole 11, kind of a tough par three, knocked on the green, two putt. That was playing into the wind today over the river, so that was by far not an easy stretch for him to finish. So that was great for him to be able to finish on a high note, not just kind of sneaking his way in to go ahead and shoot that score.
And to have your best career score in a competition, that's you can't ask for anything better than that.
And maybe those guys ended up shooting something different at Minocqua, and that was kind of just out playing by yourselves. That maybe they've broken 90 in a few different places, but Gavin, I think this was his first time breaking 90 in a high school tournament. Evan Shockman and Connor Maruska, all three of them. So being able to have those guys post their low scores for at least a high school event was great, and all three of them had places that they felt like they, you know, wish they had a couple strokes back, which is the positive piece, because now, you know, 87 is great. Hopefully that unlocked that door of breaking 90 from here on out the rest of the year. But, you know, one or two mistakes, the next thing you know, those guys are down at 82, 83, and now we're in that 330, 325 number, and that's going to be a serious possibility of being able to advance as a team, which is obviously our goal out of this subsection.
Maraska and Shockman, again, two more freshmen there. They had 87s, as you said, and they had pretty very steady and solid rounds for you.
They were. The way they played them today were much different. Connor did not hit the ball well at all. But we kind of, after Bemidji, I think we ended up talking about the fact that we, you know, were like up and down percentage was like 7% as a team. So we spent some time trying to work on that a little bit. And Connor ended up getting up and down for, to say, bogey. Like, he was hitting the ball. I walked with him on one, over into the driving range, didn't hit a great shot in the second one, didn't hit a great shot in the third one, but he was back in front of the green, chipped it to 2 feet, made his putt, got out of there with a five, which could have easily turned out to be a six or seven. So he kind of did it the ugly way. But still was able to find a way to post a good score. And Evan was really solid the way it sounded like, minus a couple holes. He had a stretch where I think he ended up going double, triple, triple or something like that. So, I mean, the vast majority of his overall score happened in a very short, you know, 30-minute span, basically. And then he was pretty solid the rest of the way through. So, I mean, it's amazing how you can go around for 4 hours and play so different and have your scores be very similar. And that's just kind of the piece that we're trying to learn. Again, that's that maturity part of realizing one day you're going to hit the ball great. You might not get up and down or putt. One day you might putt like crazy, but you can't hit the ball, and it still might add up to be exactly the same score. And that's that consistency that, you know, you're looking for as a golfer, and as a coach we're looking for, so that we kind of know this is what we're going to get out of you regardless. And then we can go ahead and try to work on the things we need to try to get that a little bit better.
Overall thoughts on the round?
Overall, it was a great day. Like I said, we ended up having three guys that shot their best score in a high school event. You know, Garrett Post, another round right around 80. Cracked that 330 number. Now hopefully tomorrow we can come out, feel like we make a couple corrections and see if we can get down in that 330s tomorrow in Roseau. And normally we go up there and play pretty well as a team in the historical run. So that's going to be kind of the task tomorrow, is to see if we can improve a little bit on how we played today, and just she's trying to keep getting better each week.